Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com with another quick tip for families in intensive care. Over the last few days, I've been consulting a client, and her husband has been in ICU for a prolonged period. And the last few days, he hasn't been doing all that great, and he probably deteriorated to the point where the intensive care team was bringing up the topic about future quality of life. Now, as you may have heard me say before, future quality of life is just a perception and most of the time doesn't reflect reality. And again, it's just a perception. Your perception on quality of life is probably very different compared to the intensive care team's perception on quality of life. Cutting a long story short, the intensive care team was telling the patient in intensive care who was actually awake that he probably wouldn't survive their stay in intensive care. Now, that in my mind is almost like a bullying tactic, and it's not designed to help a patient. Imagine you're sick already and somebody's telling you you're dying. Now, if that happens to your loved one, my tip today is stop the intensive care team from doing that. You have way more power than you think you have. And by not putting up with that kind of behavior, you can actually put a stop to that. You're just asking them to stop something that you don't want. It's as simple as that. So go and do that if your loved one is in a situation like that. And keep reading our case studies at intensivecarehotline.com. And I'll talk to you in a few days. Take care.